Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're kicking off the third hour here. Phones are open if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll give you a little bit of good news from one of the court trials here in New Hampshire. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
Also, we got the clip of George W. Bush just with one of the worst Freudian slips, one of the most revealing in the last two decades. That's on the way here. But we were just talking about the inflation and housing market. Joey, your prediction is that the housing market is going to crash.
I do.
Yeah. These crazy prices, the insane competition out there right now. You put a house on the market in New Hampshire, and it's going to sell in 5 days, and you'll probably have a bidding war. You'll probably have more than one person bidding the price up.
Because people love freedom. And they want to be here.
I hope that that's true. We definitely have seen record numbers of people coming here as part of the Free State Project. We got the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in basically a 1 month from now, basically, and it's going to be an amazing event. The second time they've sold the event out in the history of the event, it's the 19th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival.
At the largest campground in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that doesn't get any bigger than Rogers Campground.
Right.
You can go to forkfest.party. That's the thing that comes up the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because, again, Porkfest is sold out, so unless you can get a ticket on the secondary market, which is possible, and I don't know what they're going for, you won't be able to get in. The campground itself is completely sold out. It's going to be a crazy Porcupine Freedom Festival.
My opinion, the Forkfest is where to be.
Well, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Porkfest is maxed out. There's a ton of people there. You're going to meet a lot of people. You're going to be constantly busy. Forkfest, a lot more laid back. Nowhere near as many people. It's a lot more chilled. If you go to forkfest.party, you can learn more about the event. This year it's happening June 27th through July 3rd. Again, it's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire around, we don't know how many other freedom-loving people. There are no tickets for Forkfest, so we have no idea how many people will be attending.
I really like to thank Tim Poole for shouting out Porcupine Freedom Fest.
And, oh, did he? Good.
Yeah, that's when he had, Luke was on the show, right? Luke
from
We Are
Changing. Yeah, that's right, yeah. He's going, right?
Then you had Alex Jones. I don't really like him, but, you know. And he rumored to go to Porkfest, but, you know.
He's not going to go to Porkfest.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to be very welcomed. I mean, no one likes his opinion.
He'd want to get paid to go to Porkfest.
Oh, that might be true. Yeah. But then Joe Rogan said he was going to go.
No.
He did. Go watch the show.
I don't
believe Joe Rogan said he was going to go.
Talk is cheap.
Well, that's the rumor that's been spread.
Yeah, we'll see about
that. And I heard it on the air, so.
I would think that if Joe Rogan were going to Porkfest, there would be some kind of publicity surrounding that, and I haven't heard anything.
Well, it was on Tim Pool. That show got millions of views.
We'll see. A lot of people say things, and then they, you know, go back on what they say. But I don't know. I don't know a lot about Joe Rogan. I don't know how much of a man of a word of his word that he is.
Yeah,
I can't speak to it. But go to forkfest.party. You can learn more there. Let's get into the clip here. I've teased it enough. Here's George Bush. He's speaking at apparently his own institute. He's at a podium that says George W. Bush Institute. It's got an image of the flag. Looks like the flag is laid out as like a book almost. It looks like the pages
My Little Goat
of a book. So I don't know if he's like trying to help kids read or something like that. I have no idea what the George W. Bush Institute is, but it doesn't matter because what he says.
The result is,
here.
An absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
And the sick crowd laughs about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they know.
75.
But he's a 75.
I believe he's referencing his age. Because he was in his 50s when he was with the president.
Right, right.
So he would be probably around 75. Right?
Wow.
So he's blowing it off like, oh, hey, I'm a 75. But yeah. We all heard what you said there, George.
Yeah. No, it seemed Freudian at first, and then he goes back and says Iraq again after he says Ukraine. So it's like, what?
Yo,
why would
clear.
You say Iraq again, bruh? Like,
he's going. He realized what he said, and he's just kind of like trying to blow it off and move past it.
Of course.
Instead, he focuses on it.
Maybe that's his subconscious coming out.
Yeah, it clearly is. Clearly, maybe he actually does have a consciousness somewhere in there. I don't know. But so we're talking about the inflation situation. Of course, you want to comment, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. The potential for a recession, now the so-called experts are weighing in and saying that it's looking more and more likely. According to the story at the Washington Post, they say here, even if the United States staves off a recession in the short term, some economists say the sheer pace of inflation, which we're seeing near record levels of inflation, certainly the highest levels in roughly 40 years.
My lifetime.
According to the government's own numbers, which, as you know, are not honest. And the persistent supply and demand imbalances caused by the pandemic and the policy responses to it could snowball into an even more severe crisis down the line. Jason Furman is an economics professor who served as an advisor during Obama's administration, says, quote, consumers are spending like crazy. Businesses are going to need to rebuild their inventories, and a lot of workers are still flowing back into the labor market. I still see hiring signs all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's what's great about New Hampshire, and that's probably another reason why people like to move here. There's jobs here.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah. Better than anywhere else in the country, I think, right?
One of the lowest rates of unemployment as well.
Yeah.
I believe it actually just dropped again, the unemployment number.
When we're talking about the housing here, is that and why people want to buy the houses here. Well, they're not coming here to pay property tax, okay? They're here for the freedom.
Yeah, the property tax here sucks.
It's the worst. It's the only tax there is. Well, I mean, little taxes.
There's some
here
business
and there.
Taxes, I think.
Yeah, prepared food taxes. And
yeah,
stuff
there's
like
that too, which they lowered recently.
Yes, they did. Yeah, that's great. But
so, the more here. He says that all of this makes me worry about one or two or three years from now because it might mean the Fed needs to raise rates even more, and it might mean you create an even bigger recession later, he said. Zandi from Moody's said rising gas and commodity prices from pandemic-related supply chain snarls and the conflict in Ukraine have added to the specter of an economic downturn. He says that the odds of a U.S. recession in the next 24 months, he puts it about 50%. Quote, we're traveling very close to the edge. The housing market is the next thing that's going to roll over.
Yeah.
And the question is just how hard. New home construction fell in April, led by a slowdown in single-family homes. Building permits, which offer a glimpse into future construction, also declined, according to data released by the Census Bureau and the Housing and Urban Development Department. Quote, home builder sentiment fell to the lowest level in 2 years in May, said an economist, saying further that builders are seeing less foot traffic and expect sales to be softer as we enter the busy home buying season. The softening is already rippling through the economy. Major mortgage lenders across the country, including Wells Fargo and Better.com, have laid off thousands in recent weeks as a result of dwindling demand for home loans and refinancing. That's a bad sign. They're there's a bloodletting going on in the mortgage business.
Right.
People are losing their jobs. Mortgage lender in Alexandria, Virginia, Kevin Rector, said there's a discernible skittishness among potential home buyers. Refinances began tumbling late last year around the time the Fed began signaling upcoming rate increases. Because, again, whenever the Fed increases the rates, that means that the prices of loans goes up. So it will be more expensive to get things like home loans now.
Well, people's wages are not going up, so they're not going to be afforded.
I mean, they've gone up, but not they don't keep up with inflation.
Well, a lot of people are just scraping by to pay that mortgage. Now, you know, inflation and all, you know, wage not going up to the inflation, you're not going to afford that mortgage.
In the month since, a combination of rising mortgage rates, now at 5.3% for a fixed-rate mortgage, nearly double 2021's rates, and sky-high home prices have begun deterring buyers. He says at least three clients have gotten cold feet and pulled out of ratified contracts in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's a bad sign.
And you look at campgrounds. Have you heard of?
Yeah.
Like, not just Rogers. Not, that's an anomaly because Pork Fest is very popular.
What about?
But just campgrounds in general, all across the country, is sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because people are looking for a cheap place to live?
That's right.
Is that the idea?
Yep. Yep. They're cutting down so that they can just retire without having to pay large mortgages.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Yeah, it's true. A lot of people, they will buy an RV or an Airstream or whatever, and they'll just drive around and stay at campgrounds instead of buying a big house. There's more coming up, and you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. Just dial in. at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can spend some time looking at some introductory videos. Get the basics down before you decide to jump in and maybe make a purchase. Cryptocurrency prices have been down quite a bit in the last several months, and it might be a good time to get in.
It's on sale.
Yeah, we don't know what the price is going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. It's going to go up.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think you should make predictions like that.
No, I know. I'm going to start a trend. It's going up, guys. Everyone invest.
We have no idea what the price will do. It could go down. It could go up. But it's certainly down from where it was.
Yeah.
So it might be a good time. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then since we're talking about the economy, the new government spokes bureaucrat, remember the last one was the redhead Jen Psaki? Now there's a new one, and I don't know what her name is offhand, but she's now taken over this role, and she was questioned about inflation the other day.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I did see her. She's a new spokesperson. Now.
Yes.
Oh,
new government spokesbureaucrat. We'll get into that clip here because it's just, oh, man. It is just so bad.
I heard. Yeah,
yeah. We'll talk about it. And first, though, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Major, go ahead.
Yeah, the last spokesperson ran to CNN with her tail between her legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, being as it's rumored that I may or may not be the younger brother of Methuselah, of course I have police abuse stories of my own, I can tell you.
Okay.
But this cop that needs three double stack clips to kill an unarmed man. I mean, that's just, that's crazy bad.
You're talking about the situation we discussed earlier tonight out of Youngstown, Ohio. Joa, you brought this to our attention.
Yes.
Where a man was shot 28 times by at least, was it more than one officer that shot this man?
It may have. I'm not really sure, actually.
Yeah, we don't know all the details in the case, but there is some video that has come out, and it's very damning. The Delete Laws, LAWZ Delete Laws channel, does have the clips that are available on his channel right now for those. So did you already watch some of this?
No, I haven't seen it, but three double stack clips is 39 rounds. Now, if there's more than one cop shooting at him and they only hit him 20 sometimes, they all suck.
You're right. They don't really particularly are well trained in any sort of field. They only have 6 months training. And, you know, they'll just spray those bullets and, you know, hope for the best.
I linked to one of the videos, social.freetalklive.com. If you follow the Free Talk Live profile, it's at FTL there. I did link to one of the videos that shows not only some of the shooting. It's sort of like an overview, it seems like, at least some of the more recent clips that have come out. It's an overview. It shows the shooting portion. It shows the part where the cop goes and gets the shield after the shooting, after the guy is, like, lying in a pool of his blood with 28 shots in his body.
Shield, then, and also probably the burner gun.
Yeah, then the cop goes and gets the shield, which conveniently covers up the camera, so you can't see what he does with his arm when he, what looks like, throws something into the car. Very suspicious.
The dump gun. Yeah. Well, about 2-3 years ago, I got pulled over by the troopers. I was doing about 5 miles an hour when I went from 55 to a 65 zone. So this trooper decided he was going to whip around and hoorah me. Well, I had a couple, 3-4 shots. I was leaving a place that I was going to stay, but I had been an attempted assault, so I decided it was better to leave.
Okay.
And I caught all three lights going out of town, so I was going a little more lickety-split than I should have been. So, yeah, he got up on
me. And you
me.
Said you had 5 or 6 shots in you?
Well, probably 4 anyway.
It's pretty drunk, but, though. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, the camera footage, I mean, he had to chase me for 2 miles. And I was driving straight as an arrow.
Hmm.
But he pulled me over. And by the time that he ended up breaking my rib and leaving me in a puddle of my own blood on the side of the road, there was 8 or 10 of his cohorts there. Well, the ambulance driver that showed up to get me was a buddy of mine that I'd done work for on his house and whatnot. And I was like, Mike, you know I didn't deserve this. And I'm sitting there with a foot-wide pool of blood between my legs.
Damn.
With my hands behind my back, you know. This cop was about 6'2" to 6'4", probably a Viking. I'm pretty good at looking at dogs and judging their mutt lineage. Uh-huh. Same with humans. But, yeah, and he waited till I turned and had my arm up pointing, because I had a hound dog in the truck, and we were like 5 yards away from a business. I'm like, dude, can I take my truck and put it in the parking lot? You know, save my dog, my truck, and going to jail.
What you should have done is parked your truck in the parking lot.
Yeah, too late, right? Yeah. He wouldn't let you.
No, as soon as I raised my arm to point at my truck, and he was driving one of them big Suburbans with the brush guard on it, and I had my hands on the brush guard while the camera footage was above my rib cage. He short punched me in the bottom of my ribs, busted two of them, dumped me right on my face, broke my chin open, and I ended up just sitting there bleeding. And it's all just, and I come to find out that this cop's want was to go from northern Michigan down to Detroit where the action was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure.
He's the same guy that's going to dump 3 clips.
Hey, Major, I was already in cuffs and I got punched in the chest. And it was like...
Dude, first time I got assaulted by the cops, I was 19. I got more fingers on... I need to be one of them 6-fingered kitties to have them all on one hand.
Do you think the cops are worse now than they were when you were 19 or about the same?
I don't know. I never had good luck. I grew up in Ypsilanti, and these guys used to wear sandbag gloves, right?
Whoa.
They had a want for it. And I always had respect for the state cops till I moved up here. And I tell you what, I got no respect for them SOBs anymore.
I heard you. All it takes is a few interactions before that stuff gets wiped away. Thanks for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it.
I'll say this over and over again. I have more appreciation. I don't really like law enforcement, but I have more appreciation for sheriffs over state police.
Why?
I think a lot of times they're bored. They put them in positions like transport and that sort of thing.
True.
So when they have a chance to take on like an investigation or like they get, oh, there's a conflict of interest. You can't call the state police and you call the sheriffs. Okay, we'll go and do it. And they seemed like they were really quick.
They were a little more mellow, you think?
Yeah, they seemed very, like, more understanding. You know, cops kind of like, doesn't matter if you're the victim. They like really like are just abrasive and they want to create more victims in the world.
I want to believe you're right about this, but I've also seen they get all crazy when they get the opportunity, too.
Well,
right?
Look, I was arrested my birthday by sheriffs.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one example. There's another one. We were doing cop watch or cop lockdown in the college neighborhood, and one of the sheriff's deputies here in Cheshire County is like a real skinny guy like me, and you wouldn't expect him to be a cop, but he is. And he's always been pretty cool, right? Like in interactions with him, he's been decent. He pulled me over once, just gave me a warning. Again, normally they don't pull people over because they're usually serving papers or doing prisoner transport. And there was a situation where this guy completely flipped into like total crazed violent cop mode. I'll tell you a little bit more about it coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on his first trip to Asia as president. The president is working on deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. The president set to meet with the new leader of South Korea, along with leaders from Australia and India. As far as the timing of this trip, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, gives it a thumbs up.
Well, I actually think the trip is well-timed, because the single biggest thing we can do to push back against President Xi and other authoritarian regimes in the region is to beat the Russians in Ukraine.
A pro-life bill in Oklahoma is heading to the governor's desk after passing the state legislature. The measure was approved on a vote of 73-16 in the House on Thursday. It bans abortion from conception and allows Oklahomans to sue abortion providers. USA Radio News. The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. Democrats in the Senate are introducing a bill to prevent shortages of baby formula in the future. The act would require manufacturers to notify the FDA of future supply issues to give them time to deal with the issue. The manufacturers would also have to develop plans to manage risk for their supplies. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If you are calling into the show for the first time, we have had a few new callers tonight. Just keep in mind, we may not be able to actually get to your call until the next commercial break as far as call screening is concerned. So it can sometimes take 10 minutes before somebody's going to get on the line with you.
Right.
Because we have no staff. We are it. What you hear on the air is what you get behind the scenes as well. So, Ian and Joa in the studio, we're going to get into another clip. This is the White House press secretary coming up in a little bit, talking about inflation. But I said I was going to tell you about this sheriff, because you were talking about how, Joa, that in your experience at least, the sheriff seemed to be a little more mellow compared to, say, the state police.
Yeah,
and I'll give that to you. I'll give that to you. But that said, they are still cops, and they are still prone to adrenaline rushes and, you know, getting into those situations that cops seem to love to get into unnecessarily. And there was one situation where we were out in the college neighborhood just kind of observing what was going on, doing a little cop block or cop watch or whatever. And some drunk kid, because, you know, cops love to prey on the weak, some kid was drunk. And the cops were doing the thing they do, which is trying to stop the students from going from party to party, A lot of times they'll have a beer in their hand or something like that, or maybe they're going to like pee behind a bush or something. These are the kinds of quote-unquote crimes that we're talking about that they're dealing with every weekend in
Keene. Throw away the key on those kids.
Yeah, and it comes back around to what we were talking about before, where they hit them with a criminal charge, they get a plea deal from them, and they get their mommy and daddy to come in and cut $500 check to the state to make it all go away.
You mean expunging? But I doubt
not expunging. A guilty plea.
This just puts them in the system for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, they could expunge it a few years later and they cut another $200 check. But it's all about the money. But for the cops on the street, it's about chasing down college kids and, arresting people and getting the numbers higher. Anyway, this kid, he's drunk as hell, and I don't even remember what the issue was, but it was one of those non-crimes, right? Like, just being drunk in public or with a beer or something like that. And the kid, throws his beer and just starts booking it. And, of course, you know what comes next.
Yeah.
You can't, you run from the cops, that is their, they are ready, man, they've been waiting for that moment.
This is why we got all these resources.
Yeah, boy, and this skinny cop, who had always been, one of the cool guys,
mm-hmm.
like, he'd always been decent to us, he takes off, and his total demeanor changed from, being the cool cop to being this vicious attack dog.
Chasing his promotion is what he's doing.
And he chased this kid down, tackles him. And I believe he punched him a couple of times.
Wow.
Just because, they get all riled up.
Yeah.
Just like a dog. And anyway, that was my sheriff going crazy story.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
And then, of course, the now actual sheriff, that was a deputy, the actual sheriff, Eli Rivera, here in Keene. Years ago, he used to be a lieutenant or a sergeant or whatever with the Keene Police before he became the sheriff. And he used to actually have a license plate that said peace on it.
God.
And we went to his house once because he put Kurt Hoffman, who's a longtime liberty activist. Yeah. This was when he was originally living here many years ago. Put him in a wheelchair.
Throw him into the wall.
Throw him against the wall inside a courthouse. And so we went to protest outside of Eli's house. And boy, he didn't like that. He showed up during the protest, gets out of his car with a peace license plate, and just comes at some of the activists.
Wow.
Now, he was able to be held back because there were Keene police officers on the scene, so they actually stopped him from...
There's footage of this.
There is footage of this.
Ooh, yeah, be good.
From attacking people, but the dude was losing his mind, and that man's now the sheriff. So... Anyway, those are a couple stories off the top of my head. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on what you were talking about earlier, Constitution, the founding, how it all went bad.
Yeah.
And I got a different take on it.
Sure.
I would say that first of all, let me use some cliche phrases. Because they're true, these things only survive because they're true, at least in part. Might does make right. You're getting your ass kicked right now because the government uses their might to make their right the right. And the lesson is you have to use your might as the people that actually, remember, and I'm going to ignore the American Indian for a minute because that's a whole different thing. I'm going to start from after that. I'm not going to address the wrongs that were done. I'm going to go forward from that point. I'm willing to have the discussion about the taking of the American continent from the rightful owners of it. I'm willing to address that another time. But the founding fathers, so to speak, quote unquote, they did a pretty noble thing. They took an entire continent away from tyrant white kings and the money backers that backed them. And they, whether they had evil intentions or they had noble intentions, they did that, which is pretty amazing. And then they even said to you, Thomas Jefferson, for instance, assuming the quote is accurate, which I believe it to be, he said the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, or however the quote goes of every generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was saying every 50 years.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't have it memorized. But, if that's true, he said that. He's one of the guys that took it from a king and then told the citizens here, you guys are going to have to fire bullets at your government every so often if you want to keep this thing. And Ben Franklin said the same thing, walking down out of after creating the documents and signing the documents, you know, what do we have? We got our, you know, a constitutional republic. If you can keep it, because he knew that evil people, you know, power abhors a vacuum. Power abhors a vacuum. And he said, if you can keep it, because he knew that people were going to try to take it from you. If you didn't jealously, there's another cliche phrase or quote, you have to jealously guard, what's that one? There's something about jealously guarding something. You have to jealously guard it. And what I'm, my position is, they gave you all kinds of tools and weapons and insurances, and they told you you're going to have to fight to keep it. And my take on it is that the FCC friendly, the pusillanimous citizens of this country have forgotten all of that, and they haven't jealously guarded it, and they haven't watered the tree of liberty, and well, they haven't.
I see where you're coming from, and certainly for their time, that was the way it was. I mean, violence is sort of the history of all of mankind, and thank you for the call, David. But in my opinion, I think we need to break the cycle of violence.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, violence just begets violence, and that we've seen that it doesn't work in the long run.
Especially at this point when the government has drones. They have, you know, missile technology beyond belief
on their hands. Yeah.
They have every tool at their disposal. I think if they wanted to, they could probably, you know, round everyone up. Like,
they know. Well, that would be difficult.
There'd be quite the resistance, and that's what they're afraid
of. That's the thing. In China, people are rounding themselves up. That's the ultimate. You know, brainwash people enough to where they just do whatever it is they're told to do. We saw in COVID that most people will do anything that they're told to do.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, breaking that cycle of violence, I think that's a really important thing to talk about, and how we talked earlier. You mentioned this, Joe, that if only a small percentage of people were to take a case to trial, it would completely clog the court system. They would not be able to handle the caseload. They would have to drop charges. There'd be no way. They couldn't build courts fast enough. I mean, certainly bureaucracy wants to expand.
They'll rent convention centers to hold trials.
I don't think so. I think they would drop them. They would drop those charges.
I would think so, too.
They would prioritize the most important charges, if that were the case. If everybody, or not everybody, if 10 or 20% of people said, all right, I want my trial. That's a peaceful method of protest.
Not put myself out there, but just want to bring up, I wasted Keene's time,
a lot,
4 hours of their time and my time,
but with the recent charges, you mean?
Yeah, just for the parking ticket, okay? And then I took the trial, and then I filed motion after motion after motion. They're all denied, but just the motions alone probably wasted all their time, and the fine I'm going to pay them tomorrow is certainly not going to add up to the cost that it was for my trial.
We'll continue in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. It's free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open, 603-283-6160. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for you to dial in right now. It's Ian and Joa in the studio here tonight. Don't forget to check out Joa. He's got his own video channels. He's got an Odyssey and a YouTube.
That's right.
It's called Breaking the Flaw. And have you been doing much recently?
I did a couple live streams, just sharing other people's content. I've just been busy. It's been gardening season. And
it's springtime in New Hampshire, so there's a lot to do outside.
Went to the beach the other day. Well, last week. That's why I wasn't on the show. Oh, I went to the beach. Sorry, guys.
Hey, no worries. You're going to take some time off sometime.
It was nice.
So, I got the clip here from this new press secretary. So she's the White House press secretary, and these people change out all the time. I don't know. I thought it was just a Trump thing where he was always firing people, but they're changing out constantly.
Yeah, it is a pretty frequent thing. Huh? I've noticed.
This person's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's being lauded because she's the first black lady who's been a press secretary. Well, anyway, she is either not listening to the question that's being asked in this particular clip, or purposely being completely clueless about what's being said. She's trying to mislead and misinform, which, of course, is what her job is, right?
Yeah, of course.
She's the press secretary. But it's so hard to listen to this. The question is very clear. From, I don't know who it was in the media, and he asks it like two or three times.
Yeah.
And here's what he says. Here it is from Twitter. Danny D'Urbina posted this.
Corinne, congratulations.
Thanks.
Nice to see you out there.
Thank you.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Great question. It's the obvious question, right? Oh, yeah. The president said this. How does raising taxes on corporations do anything about inflation? The answer is it does nothing. The answer is inflation is created by the government when it prints money. The definition of inflation, which she will not tell you, is the increase in the money supply. That's
absolutely
it. Case closed.
Yeah.
But here's her answer, if you want to call it that, her rambling to that question. Checks her notes.
So, are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, yeah. You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year, about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share. And that is important to do, and that is something that, you know, the president has been, you know, working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that, you know, as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, you know, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave everyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
Okay, so she just trotted out, like, campaign slogans and just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Had absolutely nothing to do with the man's question. Well, she didn't even say anything about inflation, just acknowledging that prices are going up.
Right. It was just kind of an echo. It wasn't really much.
There's more. Because he comes back with the same question again. He didn't get his question answered, so he gets another crack at it.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
The answer, to answer it in a different way, I'll answer it a second way, is raising taxes on corporations increases the cost of those things.
That's right.
And the reason why is because the corporations have to pass those taxes on to the customer. If
right.
Anytime you raise costs on corporations, the prices go up. The pump price goes up. The price at the register goes up. Whatever it is we're talking about. Do you think she's going to say anything about that?
Probably not.
Nope, here she goes.
So, look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings. That
she's just reading, by the way.
Yes.
She's looking down at notes. It's like... Somebody said, commented about this thing. It's like she is expecting a different question to be asked and is reading the answer to whatever the other question was she was expecting.
I'm thinking about like the only angle in this, try to play a little bit devil advocate here, in that if you do raise the cost on corporate goods, well, people might be inclined to shop locally.
They might.
So,
of course, those costs are going up, too. Because they all buy their stuff from places that have to pay gas prices,
well,
right?
But I'm trying to eliminate those factors right now.
The most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example. And to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, you know, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then manufacturing workers, cops, you know, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks who are not paying taxes.
The question wasn't about taxes. It had anything to do with that. The tweet had something to do with taxes, that Joe Biden tweet that he was talking about. You know, they're going to quote-unquote ask people. I love it when government talks about, oh, we're going to ask companies to pay their fair share. No, you're not asking. Taxes, by definition, are not asking. But she just keeps going on and on about a fair tax code and how that's going to help something or other. And it's like, no, the question was it's about inflation. The question was about inflation. How is raising taxes going to help lower the cost of things? She doesn't answer it at all. There's more. What does that have to do with inflation? And she continues to ignore him.
Bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Jeff Bezos came out and tweeted about that. He said the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet. Would you be okay with that?
Look, it's not a huge mystery why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth, right, opposes an economic agenda that is for the middle class, that cuts some of the biggest costs families face, fights inflation for the long haul, right? And that's what we're talking about. That's why we're talking about lowering inflation here. And adds to
Now she's talking about lowering inflation. She's saying that her tax plan is going to somehow lower inflation. And again, it doesn't work that way.
No.
At all.
No.
Historic deficit reduction the president is achieving by asking the richest taxpayers and corporations to pay their fair share.
That's it.
That is what we're talking about.
It's just asking.
Yeah. I love it like when cops ask me, hey, can you go stand over, you know, I'm going to ask you to stand over there. And I was like,
are you just asking?
No, I'll be like, no. He's like, well, I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, now you're telling me.
Thanks for being clear, officer.
Yeah, you asked me. That was a request.
Right. They do that crap all the time.
Yeah, corporation, I'm just asking you. Do you guys mind just, like, raising your prices a little bit? And they're going to be like, no. Because you're asking me. Yeah. You're not telling me. You're not saying there's going to be imposed fines or anything.
The person who posted this originally said their IQ dropped, you know, 20 points just listening to this. Yeah. I mean, it is hard to handle. That poor reporter just trying to get a straight answer out of this person. Now, look, I'm not saying this lady would have answered it any worse than the previous one. The other one probably would have hemmed and hawed and refused to answer that question because government people cannot honestly speak about inflation.
I want to know what the vetting process is for
this bureaucrat.
Yeah. Can you read from a piece of paper?
It's probably political. She's clearly reading.
Yeah.
She does that.
You know, she had to drop cops in there just like randomly. Like, what what has that have to do with inflation?
It's insane. They cannot be honest about this issue because in order to be honest about it, you'd have to admit what inflation is. And they can't do that.
No, you're
right. So you'll never get it. Doesn't matter who's in charge of the press secretary position. You'll never get a straight answer on this. I almost called him O'Biden. Biden will continue to distract from this issue. And, of course, people will post clips about him rambling about inflation where he makes no coherent points whatsoever and say, oh, well, Biden doesn't even know what inflation is. Do you think he's that stupid and he doesn't actually know or that he's purposefully trying to obscure the truth?
I think he's really just a puppet and that he really doesn't make that many decisions on his own. And I think
that's
he has a whole
true.
Team behind him. I think he's a numbskull. I think he's very racist. If you look back in the 80s.
Sure. Even recently he said racist
things. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, way more extreme.
But clearly he's not a racist. He hired a black lady to be his press secretary, right?
This looks like tokenism. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're trying to get a black person as a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that black people, like, they don't have a chance. Of course they have a chance.
Sure.
Everyone has a chance to do anything in this world. But if you're going to politicize it and make it about race just to have the first one, that's not right.
Well, guess what? Black people can be tyrants, too. Hey, congratulations. Just like gay people can now, you know, join the military and drop bombs on people.
Yeah.
Wow, equality.
If anyone hasn't seen Jeremy Kaufman's commercial.
War is gay. Yeah, check out his campaign. Jeremy Kaufman. I believe it's Jeremy4NH. Is his website.com, maybe?
The guy's great.
All right, out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Joa's channel. It's Breaking the Flaw. Find him on Odyssey. We'll see you tomorrow night.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.